Good afternoon.
We're back.
We're back. It's 4 p.m. and this is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. And it's the classic music. It's Luke's classic music.
Ernest Ranglin,
letting you know surfing. It is KDNK staff's round to do Express Yourself here on KDNK.
Express yourself.
Express yourself.
We have an exciting show lined up for you.
Yeah.
With some local musicians, Abigail Binning and Jeanette Adams. They're literally walking over here right now. And
then Aspen Fringe Fest, we'll have Libby Reif in here in just a moment, I believe. And then Wilderness Workshop presents its community party next week, I believe. And we'll hear all about that. And then Mojo Hand, tonight at Steve's, will be rounding things out on Express Yourself today. So stick around. We should have some fun things to talk about. Plenty of things going on. Holy mackerel. First Friday, you can feel the buzz already happening. They've had the street closed off outside between Main and 2nd all day already. And Pride Parade's going to happen. There are bands in 4 or 5 different locations at least. DJs, blah, 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 blah.
KDNK DJs.
KDNK DJs, yeah.
First Friday.
Happy First Friday. Ape on the Dink and El Vecino will be out there 5 to 8 or something like that. And Abigail Binning will be over at the Mountain Tide too. So stay tuned. All right, welcome back, folks. And we are here with Libby Reif and David Lettingham, and they're presenting a play next weekend, right?
We've got this entire big weekend. It's called the Aspen Fringe Festival, and it's in our 18th year, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And we do 2 nights at the Wheeler Opera House, and the first night is an evening of dance. It's called Silver Linings, and the theme of the festival this year is searching for silver linings in an unpredictable world.
Okay, tell me about it.
Enough said, right? So that event is 5 dance pieces, 3 of which are live dance pieces. And out of those 3 live pieces, we've got a returning dance company, Soulskin Dance, which has been to the Fringe bunch of times. They're bringing a piece from New York that was recently at the Alvin Ailey Citigroup Theater in New York in February. And then we've got 2 other local choreographers, which is kind of cool. We've got Alia Howe.
Nice.
Who's a Carbondale local.
Well known.
And Alia's doing a piece of hers called Disappeared. And her piece, she says it's a new work about that's reflections on the appearance and disappearance of everything in time and space. She's currently asking, what is disappearing that you value? Why do you value it? What would you like to appear? And what's one step towards that vision?
Nice.
Wow. All right. And then just to kind of backtrack, the piece that Soulskin Dance is doing is called Unpredictable Encounters, and that one balances intimacy with unpredictability. It's about how we move in a fractured world. God knows it's fractured out there. It's a new work set to a new commission score, really cool score of music, fusing lyrical echoes with electronic undertones, guiding audiences through the fragile yet transformative nature of human connection.
Cool. Which makes me think of Still, the production we're putting on.
Yes.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's this sort of a collection of different pieces that are all flowing together on Friday, next Friday the 12th.
Yeah.
And then the following night on Saturday the 13th, you two will be featured in a singular performance.
Yes. And just to finish up on Friday, there's one other choreographer, Lily Bright. She's doing a solo piece, really cool solo piece. And then we have two award-winning Fringe Festival films that we gave our Fringe Award to. They're both dance films, so it's kind of cool. We've got three live dance pieces and then do two dance films. One is a returning choreographer, video filmmaker named Jaco Stridham, who does these dances out in the desert. Ooh. Of of Joshua Tree. Very cool.
Wow.
And with the rocks and everything. And the other one is an Italian dancer, choreographer, amazing dancer from Italy who's dancing as well, Site Pacific, out in the fields of Italy.
Wow.
And that one's called Dream Madre. So then the second night, we are doing a new play that was a Outer Critics Circle Award nominee for Best Play 1 year ago, last year in 2025. It's called Still by Leah Romero. And it's myself and Libby right here next to me.
Yes, you might know me as Mrs. Grateful Ed, but yes, Libby Wright.
Yes, Mrs. Grateful Ed and I will be performing Still, which is it's a really interesting piece.
Very
relatable.
Why don't
you talk about it?
Sure, absolutely. David called me about the show. This is my second opportunity to perform at Aspen Fringe. A couple of years ago, we put on Lioness at the Wheeler. I love playing the Wheeler. And the minute I started reading it, I so appreciated Leah's writing. And the character is so relatable that I just was able to dive right into the part. Not only do I relate to Helen from where she is currently in life, but also who she was as a younger woman. And, you know, what she wanted to achieve in her lifetime as a woman and all the challenges that come and the differences that happen in your life from, you know, the late 80s until currently.
Yeah. What can you sketch us a little portrait of what the play is about?
Yeah, they were together, closely together in their mid early 30s. And the relationship came apart. You'll have to come to the show to find out.
Yeah.
And after all these years, we've met back together just over drinks. And it really is about trying to hold on to intimate human connections in the face of technology that is such a profound influence in our lives and often causes disconnection. And how our two characters struggle with that very idea and what we'll sacrifice for these beliefs that have, you know, some of them have sort of been forced on us a little bit or at least crystallized to where we don't think we can see eye to eye. And it is everyone that comes to Still will be able to relate to these characters and the struggles.
Yeah. And it's also, it's very funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can be funny at times. It can be really wry. It can be, you know, romantic.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, I'm just going to give a little bit of an inside information. I think my character of Mark, she's the one that got away. So Helen's the one that got away. And 30 years later, he wants to meet her to see if there's still that spark and if she still feels the same, because he's felt the same all these years. Even though he got married to somebody else, he had a couple of kids. They're now grown up. They've moved out. And he's coming back to see if that, you know, if there's still a chance there. And so it's about second chances. It's about revisiting that. But we've changed, and now the world has changed so much. It's, you know.
So, yes, it also deals a lot with political differences that can't really be ignored. You know, it's forefront, and it'll be really interesting for the audience, I think, to see what are these people going to choose. Are they going to choose this deep connection? Or are they going to choose to stand firm in these, you know, immovable beliefs?
Yeah, and I think during this time right now, you know, it's so easy to just cancel people. Oh, you don't, you eat that? You eat that? Yeah. Okay, I'm done with you. Oh, what? You're wearing that? You know, I mean, it's crazy out there. And just little beliefs, you know, and there's a line from the play Mark says, you know, it used to be so easy. We could believe in different things and still be civil with each other, and we could have conversations about it. And it's gotten so kind of weird in that way that, you know.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit more about who the writer of the play is, and yeah, you connected with them personally, it sounds like.
Yeah, so I connected. The writer is Leah Romero. I was really excited. I actually had a little bit of a back and forth with her, and she said something about the play I'm going to share with you, and it's right here. She said, the play is very personal for me. I was married to someone I cared deeply about, but we disagreed on some important issues. I found myself wondering what to do when you love someone, but you hate some of the things that person believes. She says, I wrote this play to try to figure it out. I didn't, but I did realize that it's a question that resonates with a lot of people. The world looks different now than when I first wrote it. I think the questions of the play that the play asks are even more important. Instead of responding with contempt when we disagree, how can we engage? Conversation is the only way to change mind, and I hope this play can be a piece of that conversation.
Cool. And so listeners who may not be aware of the original Fringe Festival, I assume, is an homage. It's an homage to the one in Edinburgh, correct?
Yes.
And that's a huge, huge festival in Edinburgh, and it's really devoted to these kinds of plays and
new works.
And presentations of works that maybe wouldn't get they're on the fringe. They might not be a Broadway, you know, fair, but they're probing maybe more interesting concepts and more experimental ways of doing plays and such. And sounds like you have a fair amount of experience with bringing that concept to Aspen.
Yeah, I mean, we
tell us a little bit about
the 18th year.
This is the 18th year.
And have you been involved since the beginning?
I did. I'm the founder.
Cool.
I'm the founder. And I just felt like, yeah, I had a very successful professional career in New York and L.A. Mm-hmm. Did lots of plays all over the world. You know, London, L.A., Broadway, national tour, stuff like that. I ended up having to come back to Aspen to run a family business.
Uh-huh.
And
having
it was kind of like, yeah, it was a little ski lodge. It was a ski lodge that we actually had for 47 years in Aspen before we sold it.
Oh, really?
In 2001. And I did the last 20 years because Mom called and said, better get your butt out here or it's gone, baby. And so raised my family. And uh-huh. I could just see changes happening at Theater Aspen. I used to do tons of plays at Theater Aspen. And uh-huh. and I actually was a member of the Crystal Palace crew,
which was
amazing.
The late, great.
Such amazing, talented people. And then all of that kind of came crashing down. There was new management at Theater Aspen. And I just felt like, oh, this just doesn't feel right anymore. So I really loved doing new stuff. And I had a theater company in New York where I did new plays and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I thought, let's see what we can do. And we've brought out many playwrights, amazing playwrights. We've developed new plays, one of which went on to win the Edinburgh Fringe Festival
oh, cool.
a couple of years ago. And then last year, which was incredible, that same play, Angry Alan, was off Broadway starring John Krasinski, directed by Tony Award winner Sam Gold.
Wow.
And it was also nominated for Best New Play off Broadway last year. So
you never know where these shows might go.
This still
could be in the same pathway. So it's worth checking this out.
And I have a little secret that I'm going to pass on to, you know, the KDNK listeners. We're doing a flash sale.
Uh-huh.
Started today,
uh-huh.
goes through Monday. It's 20% off.
Okay.
And you can go online to AspenShowTix.com or the Wheeler Opera House. And you need the code, though. The code is...
Listen carefully.
Fringe, all lowercase, 2026.
All right. Fringe 2026, folks. And tell us a little bit about how dance became part of the program.
So
is that a new thing this year, or has it been happening in before?
No, it's been happening since about 2011.
Okay.
So I met my wife in New York. I was an actor on a soap opera, One Life to Live.
Uh-huh.
I was a series regular on One Life to Live. And I met this girl. She was pretty hot. And I was at a money machine in the West Village getting some money, and we started chatting, and she goes, oh, what do you do? And I go, well, I'm an actor. She goes, oh, where do you wait tables? And I go, actually, I'm on a TV series right now. Long story short, we ended up hooking up, and I was excited that she was a dancer, choreographer. Uh-huh. I went and saw her choreography, and it blew me away.
Cool.
And so I fell in love with her both for her personality, her looks, and her incredible choreography. And I've been helping her produce dance concerts in New York. She had a company in New York, and now she is the artistic director of Soulskin Dance, and we're doing many of her pieces. And so one of the pieces that we're doing is one of her pieces that she choreographed. She's so talented.
Wow. Cool. All right. So, yeah. So, folks, next weekend, the 12th and the 13th, Friday and Saturday next weekend up at the Wheeler Opera House. As he said, if you put in Fringe 2026 in the Aspen Show Ticks thing, you can get 20% off. And, yeah, make it part of your weekend. And sounds like a fantastic.
And come and check out Libby is amazing.
Oh yes.
She's really
you have
amazing
to come
out there.
Watch Mrs. Grateful Ed. I love performing at the Wheeler. It's a beautiful green room.
Yeah.
You may have seen me
great
at Thunder River as well, but it's a beautiful production. And the way we're showing you this beautiful work is we're really including you in how we're staging it. It's not just a couple on a date talking.
Uh-huh.
We realized that we needed to open it up to the audience. So if you join us at the Wheeler, you will be on our date.
Yes.
And we would love to have you, right?
Yeah, that's
We'd
a
love
great
to
way
have
of
you
putting
there.
It.
Yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And,
thank
yeah,
you.
I hope folks will make it
for
out
the
there.
Plug.
Yeah.
All right, and happy First Friday.
First Friday!
Yeah, we'll see you out there, everyone. All right, we'll have more folks on in a sec.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, that one goes back like 30 years now. Squirrel Nut Zippers with Twilight from that Hot album. That was, I don't know. I feel like that is appropriate for this time of year for some reason. That was great to hear about Aspen Fringe Fest with you, Chris.
Yeah.
And now we have very special local guest. We have Abigail Benning and Jeanette Adams.
Hey. Hello.
Sorry, your mic's on.
Oh. Hello.
We don't need them to be on.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. You don't have to turn on. It's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I had the privilege of going up to the, speaking of the Wheeler, they have this fantastic series, Roaring Fork Rising, which I think is over now. But, you know, they've been doing it, I think, 2 years maybe. And it's great, showcasing new local musicians on the scene. And Abigail, or Abby as I know her, I knew her from Roaring Fork Leadership. We did a
aww,
thing together that was a totally different kind of vibe.
Months. Yeah, but very, very different vibe.
And then suddenly she turns out to be this amazing songwriter and singer. And so she opened up for Ray Omrie 2 weekends ago, I want to say,
yeah,
and
thank
at
you.
The Wheeler, and and kicked ass, and
it was,
and
awesome.
So I was like, we got to get, and then
like,
where are we gonna get on Katie and Kay yeah. somehow? And she's like, oh, I'm gonna be at the Mountain Tide thing. I was like, okay,
yeah,
you're coming on.
Well,
yourself.
I only recognized the name Benning from Mac, who was in with his band last year or so, and I was just telling Abby that my favorite song on his CD was the one with that really like features her singing.
Thank
in
you.
It. So yeah,
thank you so much.
You should tell him that. Definitely let him know.
Yes.
And we also have Jeanette, who has been in the Katie and Kay studio quite a bit, right?
A few times or so. I feel very fortunate. I've been in these hallowed halls just a few times. Oh, yes. I feel like it is slightly haunted here in a way that is like the ghosts of only the best musicians from this area, you know?
I love that.
Like, I can tell.
And yeah, Jeanette is also a fantastic musician, and being a bassist, always in demand, and holding down the bottom of all kinds of great bands. People might know the Red Hill Rollers. She's now works with the Stillhouse Junkies. And what else is in your past? You probably have...
Other local bands I've played with, like Birds of Play is a Durango-based band, and then also with Stillhouse String Band, a different Stillhouse. Just, I'm really into Stillhouse music.
Yeah, she loves moonshine.
You know me. Oh, man. But yes, no, I play with Stillhouse Junkies now the most. And when I'm home in between tours, I get to play with my friends, like Abby.
And how did you two meet?
We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
We met during like those dark ages of COVID.
Ooh,
where
yeah.
I was
you're
like,
mixing all these events together and that actually happened before that. And, you know,
I was just like, where am I? But yeah, we were singing happy birthday to a friend and Abby lived in their basement.
It was like a low exposure thing where we're like, we're just going to stand outside your house and play happy birthday.
And you were like, hey, you've got a pretty good voice.
But no, of course. I mean, just, you know, like through Mac, like who I've played with a bunch.
Uh-huh.
And of course, now I've moved on to better things like Abby. I love you, Mac.
Just give me the Mac roast session.
But yeah, I think that's how we met long ago. Just,
you
know.
And I think it took a while for us to actually play music together. It took
know.
A couple years.
Yeah. We have been to Abby has like a family cabin up near Kebler Pass.
Yeah.
Nice.
Beautiful. And yeah, we've hung out there before, you know, like spent the weekend at the cabin and just jammed like the whole weekend.
We were like, let's bring our instrument, and we ended up doing that the entire time, like 95% of the time we were up there. And our
so
partners
good.
Jacob and Mac were like, okay,
all right,
you guys ready to wrap it up? Yeah, we're all gonna hang out now. Yeah, it was awesome.
There's nothing like the off the grid, you know,
thing
to just like sharpen your focus and
totally
100%.
Make you present. Mm-hmm. And you but you've been sort of working solo on your songwriting for a while, right? And this is sort of a flowering of that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, Roaring Fork Rising was great because it was kind of the first first event I had to actually like plan for and look forward to. So that kind of kicked me into gear for getting some songs together. And most of the songs I wrote within like 3 weeks of that event. I was like, you know, just throw it together. Yeah.
Really?
So yeah, they're all still definitely developing and probably need bridges and all that stuff. But you know, here we are. So
they're marinating well.
They're marinating. Yeah.
Very well.
So yeah. Tell us about where you're playing tonight.
Yeah. So we'll be playing at Mountain Tide, which is central to downtown.
Yeah. Right next to Bonfire.
Yeah. Right next to Bonfire. And we'll be up on the, they have like a jean loft where all the jeans and pants are. And so we'll be tucked up in the loft, setting a great ambiance.
I like
and,
that you coined that, Abby.
Yeah. Oh, the jean
loft. In the jean loft.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah. See you at the jean loft. It's like the next tiny desk, you know?
Exactly.
The jean loft.
It's like at max capacity also.
Yeah, it is.
Because of my base. Up in the loft.
I am scraping the ceiling.
Literally. I could like, you know, just shove it in there a little bit and the base would stand on its own. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then there's going to be Aspen Donuts.
Yeah.
Aspen Mini Donuts.
Oh, yes.
And what was the tequila?
Oh, yeah.
Tequila tasting.
And Jalisco liquor tastings tonight.
So, wow. It's going to be a great combo.
Tequila, donuts.
Yeah. Gonna get loose.
Sounds like the best night of my life.
The jean loft.
Beautiful harmonizing.
Yep. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, where else would you rather be? You know?
I know.
Good old Carbondale.
So this starts really soon, right?
In fact, it starts
in 31 minutes.
Very soon.
Well, we really appreciate y'all walking down here swiftly to make it on Express Yourself on KDNK.
Yeah,
and Abby has her guitar, and I heard y'all just, you know, practicing a little bit out there. It was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you want to share a song?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I think we have time for two. So
yes.
let's do it.
We threw a second one in. Do I need to bring this
here,
down?
Here, I'll give you this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Nice. Hopefully this will get a little setup in.
Okay.
All right. What's it called, Abby?
This one's called In Another World. And we had to take out some cuss words since we're on the radio. So. All right. I don't know where the hell I am. I just got off the bus in another world. I am getting out of an airplane. I don't know where you are or where I've been. I just know where I'm going. I feel you beside me. I can hear them in a weird world. I am a girl who's just not the same in another world. I am not an uncommon thing in nothing I've been. Nothing. I can see the edge in another world. I am talking to my dad. In another world, I am better in a way that I don't know. In another world,
beautiful.
Thank you.
It's different, like hearing yourself so up close and in ASMR mode.
Truly, yeah. The headphones is something else.
Oh, I love this. I love this little studio.
The tiny, we do awesome. Too.
Tiny.
It's awesome.
Nice.
Well, great. Your harmonies sound so beautiful, and just keep on going.
Great.
We are with Abigail Benning and Jeanette Adams that are playing at Mountain Tide in downtown Carbondale for First Friday, coming up really soon. So.
Oh, yeah. Tonight at 5 o'clock in less than a half hour now.
Awesome.
We'll be playing from 5 to 8, so you can just pop by anytime.
Come on by.
Grab a mini donut, get a little tequila, hang out with us.
And a little tune for your afternoon, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll do one more, and this one's called So Be It.
Can you say that again? I wasn't listening. The coffee goes, I read the news. I thought about it, and I thought about you. The crinkle of your shirt in my bed. I looked at you, but don't make eye contact. I'll never forget what you said to me. Where you got that idea is a mystery. So be it. So be it. So be it. We sat together. I dream that we lost my dad's guitar. You looked at me with those half-closed eyes. I looked for you, then the moment died. So be it. So be it. So be it. So be
yeah. We're warmed up now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for stopping in. Abigail Benning and Jeanette Adams, they'll be downtown Carbondale tonight at Mountain Tide. It's a clothing store. Like right by Bonfire, the coffee mm-hmm. shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how can we find out more about y'all?
Well. That's a really good question.
I guess we're both on social media, but mm-hmm. yeah. Abigail Cheney, which is my maiden name, on Instagram. And what's mm-hmm. your Instagram? Jeanette Adams?
Yeah, Jeanette Adams Bass.
Jeanette Adams Bass.
Yeah, we'll see y'all tonight at Mountain Tide for their first birthday.
Yes, it's 1 year of Mountain Tide, so they're celebrating. Yeah, yeah. Being in the community for 1 year, so very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. 5 to 8 tonight.
Get out there. Beautiful, beautiful music
Thank
with
you.
These young ladies and mini donuts and tequila. So,
yep.
So, like, how could
dangerous
you go
combo. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to go out with a little interlude. And this is like, I just grabbed this because it's you on vocals, Abby. So let's do this.
Oh,
ready? All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, y'all.
Stay tuned for Wilderness Workshop coming up next.
Thank you again, to Abigail Benning and Jeanette Adams, who are going to be over at Mountain Tide in a few moments. And now we have Jennifer Barnes here from Wilderness Workshop to help us talk about the community party, which is coming up soon. You want to give us a little rundown?
Hi, thanks for having me. We just wanted to, on behalf of Wilderness Workshop, we just wanted to invite the community, the people, the advocates to our community party next week, Thursday at Sopris Park. Join us for live music by local band Tommy the Animal.
Ooh.
There's going to be food vendors. We're going to have activities for all ages. There's going to be a pinata. And it's just really a celebration for people and public lands and really keeping the people or the public in public lands.
Yeah. And so this has been going for maybe 5 or 6 years at least, right? Maybe
it has, 10? Yeah. You know, it has shifted in a couple ways. It used to be much bigger.
Uh-huh.
And we've now moved to a Thursday, which can feel a little smaller, but please join us. And there's come thirsty, because all Wilderness Workshop members will get their first beverage for free.
Nice.
And that includes like LaCroix, water, whatever. and if you aren't a member, no worries. There is the chance and the opportunity to become a member at the event, but it is also free and open to the public. So come join us, come dance, and celebrate public lands with us.
Yeah, and Wilderness Workshop, if people don't know, is an amazing organization that has spent 40-plus years in the Valley. They have been huge advocates for wilderness, for protecting our lands from the pollution of drilling and rampant off-road vehicles and logging and all of the sort of extractive stuff that at this moment is really, we're in a perilous moment around that. And I think this is important to have fun together, but it's also important to come together and connect with the network that we need at this point to resist the encroachment on this stuff, that this land that we treasure. I know many of the listeners have spent a lot of time out there in the wilderness, and it's worth protecting.
Yeah, well said. And again, the theme of the party is going to be keep the public in public lands, and we really thought that this year would be a great year to highlight that. What makes our valley so special, the having the access to public lands, and it really takes community involvement to be able to protect that together.
Yeah, and you need to have fun to feel it, to, I don't know, build the solidarity, I feel like. And it's a great, I've had a fun times in the past coming to this
yeah, time. It's going to be a good time. We hope you can join us. The weather looks good, and it is free, again, free and open to the public. We will be there from 5:30 to 8:30 at Sopris Park next Thursday.
And I assume you'll have all the staff there, so you can really talk to the policy people who are working on this stuff on the ground.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great chance to be able to connect with some of our staff and see what we've been up to in 2026, and even kind of tailing into far from, or at least from 2025. A lot of the work always carries over. There's always protections that need to be advanced,
yeah,
and continued. And so it's a great opportunity to connect with our staff and hear from our staff too. We will also have this really kind of new thing this year. It's this kind of wild bingo. And so we will give you this card, like a bingo card, and you can fill 5 boxes and get a prize. But some of those boxes involve some engagement, like sending a postcard to your representative, or sharing some a voice for wilderness with us, or even asking one of our staff members what their favorite wilderness is. So a little bit of engagement there if you'd like to participate, and we'd love to give you a prize.
Yeah. Is there any specific campaign before we go you want to highlight for folks that is the focus right now? Or I know you're talking about public lands in general, but maybe there's something more.
Sure. Yeah. Our Wild for Good campaign carries into this year, and that includes protections, or advancing protections, for the Crystal River. And that's kind of home waters here, so that hits close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just had a small win with representatives and stakeholders, 2 counties actually, to be able to further advance protections for the Crystal River. And again, that is part of our Wild for Good campaign, which highlights 10 landscapes that face pressure, but are worth protecting. And we would love to just share what's so special about them and why they deserve further protections.
cool. So, yeah, the community party, it's happening next Thursday, the 11th. At what time?
5:30 to 8:30.
5:30 to 8:30, Soper's Park.
That's right.
Downtown Carbondale, Soper's Park. And, yeah, it's free and open to the community and a great way to engage with this really important work that, that Wilderness Workshop is doing on our behalf. And so, yeah, and finally, yeah, how do folks find out more information about Wilderness Workshop and the
Yeah, I would encourage everyone to visit us on our website, wildernessworkshop.org. We have a whole section of events that includes a lot of stewardship days throughout the summer. So if you can't make it to the community party, there's more events to be able to share your voice or at least participate in some of the stewardship projects, which is actually shared with Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers. So check us out online or follow us on social media for more information.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. Jennifer Barnes from the Wilderness Workshop joining us here in studio to talk about the community party. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Let's see. What are we going to play next into the... Oh, yeah, we're going to... Let's see if we can put something on here from Mojo Hand, which is another band. They're going to be at Steve's tonight at 8 p.m. And let's see if we can throw something on to get us through while they get set up in here. And do you got one that you want to recommend, Cody? No? Okay. Well, Dungarees is their record that came out last year, and let's just hear this one called Hey Rita.
Mojo Hand, Hey Rita. That was from their most recent release called Dungarees. And these guys are in downtown Carbondale tonight at Steve's Guitars. And they're also in the studio with us right now. Thanks for showing up, guys.
Thanks for having us.
What's up?
Yeah. So tell us about yourselves.
We've been writing songs, driving around the country and playing them for anyone willing to listen for over 9 years now. We're from New Jersey for the most part, but me and the drummer, we live in Brooklyn now.
We sleep in our van when we're on the road. Yes. All four of us guys, we pack into a 15-passenger van. We build a bed in the back, and we sweat it out every night to bring music to the whole country, coast to coast.
To bring rock and roll to the whole country.
Rock and roll!
Yes.
And tell us your names.
I'm Elijah.
I'm Jasper.
I'm Ian.
And what do you guys do in the band?
I'm Elijah, again, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm Jasper. I play drums.
I'm Ian. I play keyboard and guitar.
And this is the full band?
We've got Joe, who is... He plays bass, and he also drives most of the time, and he's circling the building, trying to find a parking spot. But
he's making sure there's no assailants coming. Yeah.
Well, we can't fit the bass in here anyway, right?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, it is what it is.
So, Brooklyn, it must be quite an inspiring scene, or maybe kind of
I would say it's inspiring.
Yeah.
It's also inspiring to leave, but... Yeah. That's life. It's inspiring. There's lots of different kinds of music. It's I would say it's not even just one music scene. It's kind of like a conglomerate of many different music scenes. And
yeah,
that's...
you know, we know a lot of jazz musicians, and there's a big country scene out there. And like me and Ian, we've spent some time raving in Brooklyn. So you just see a lot of stuff, and you see it at some of the highest levels. You know, people want to put on a good show. And so I more than anything, it made us a little bit competitive, I think, to be awesome. We're playing in New York.
Yeah, right. And I bet you guys are enjoying being out here in the Rocky Mountains. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very different. Very beautiful. We love it.
It's gorgeous.
Pretty chill vibe. Yeah, they were asking me, like, what is this place? What is this all about? I'm like, it's community radio, man. And you guys were saying you played at a station in northern New Mexico.
Yes, in Madrid, New Mexico.
Oh, right. KMRD. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris knows about it. Chris isn't on a mic right now. What's the station, Chris? Here, get on.
KMRD, I believe, is what they're called. I found myself on their website earlier this year, and I was liking their vibe.
Shout out to KMRD. Those guys were so much fun.
Yes.
Nice.
And shout out to community radio, and like especially in New Mexico and Colorado, it is cracking. Well, we are so happy to have Mojo Hand in here. And once again, they're playing tonight at Steve's Guitars in downtown Carbondale. When do the doors open and the show start?
I think the show starts at 8, I believe. I could be wrong, though. So
that sounds about right.
Yeah. Check the website before you come.
When people ask, I just say, I don't know, nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, would you like to play a song, Elijah?
You got
a KD&K house guitar there.
Oh, yeah.
And good on you for being resourceful.
Oh, yeah. This is one, the area of Brooklyn we live in is called Bushwick, Brooklyn. And this is a song about living in Bushwick, Brooklyn. At age 18, I left my small hometown. I was hitting the road. I was New York bound. I said goodbye to my mom, my dad, and my sisters. As I walked out the door, all I did hear was my mama pleading through waves of tears, "Don't become one of them stuck-up Brooklyn hipsters." I said, "Mama, please just stop your crying. I ain't no hipster. I ain't lying. I'm leaving now, and there's nothing you can do." But this morning while drinking my $7 coffee and casting my vote for Zoran Mamdani, I realized my mama's fears may have come true. I got the hair dye thrift store stick and poke tattoo, art house six pack of craft brews, Bushwick Brooklyn blues. This morning on National Public Radio Station, they were having a talk about gentrification in New York City housing politics. So me and my friends thought up a solution. We'll offer our art as a contribution. We'll paint a mural. Yeah, that should do the trick. But the mural didn't go over too well. The local spray painted "Go to Hell" over the mural, and my heart filled with fear. They called me names, they stole my car, they beat me up and they smashed my guitar. Maybe my mama had the right idea. I got the hair dye thrift store stick and poke tattoo, art house six pack of craft brews, Bushwick Brooklyn. So I'll leave Brooklyn with my hat in my hands. Guess the powers that be
had other plans. Think I'll go home to the land of my origin. But on second thought, I do decree, maybe it's just Brooklyn that ain't for me. I think I'll check out Portland, Oregon. I got the hair dye thrift store, sticking poke tattoo. Our house, six pack of craft brews. Hair dye thrift store, sticking poke tattoo. Our house, six pack of craft brews. Bushwick, Brooklyn Blues. Bushwick, Brooklyn Blues. Bushwick, Brooklyn, Bushwick, Brooklyn, Bushwick, Brooklyn Blues.
Woo! Thank you.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Great lyrics. Yes. Thanks. It's a revival in here. It's Mojo Hand playing tonight at Steve's Guitars in downtown Carbondale for First Friday. It ought to be a really fun show. You guys want to play another one before you
Yeah.
go out?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right. Thanks, Elijah.
Feel real happy, and you sure do look swell. I know this might sound crappy, but it's hard to tell. Am I in love, or am I just hungry? I'm feeling kind of funny, I'm feeling kind of faint, but it's been a couple hours since I last ate. Am I in love, or am I just hungry? Don't think I ever felt like I'm feeling before, but I never felt nothing a slice of pizza won't cure. Am I in love, or am I just hungry?